I took a cab to the O. Henry Hotel. I could have walked, and it took longer to find the cab than to make the drive, but I wanted to arrive in style. I got there at 6:15. The hotel was a modern facsimile of a stylish old place. It looked like an independent establishment, but probably wasn't. Few hotels are. The lobby was rich and dim and full of clubby leather armchairs. I walked past them to the reception desk with as much panache and confidence as was possible for a guy in a creased $19 shirt. There was a young woman on duty behind the counter. She looked tentative, as if she had just come in and wasn't settled yet. She looked up at me and I said, "I'm here for the Sansom breakfast." The young woman didn't reply. She struggled to find a reaction, like I was embarrassing her with too much information. I said, "They were supposed to leave my ticket here."
"Your ticket?"
"My invitation."
Who was?
"Elspeth. Mrs. Sansom, I mean. Or their guy."
"Which guy?"
"Their security person."
"Mr. Springfield?"
I smiled to myself. Springfield was a manufacturer of autoloader rifles, the same as Browning was. The guy liked word games, which was fun, but dumb. False names work better if they're completely unconnected with reality. I asked, "Have you seen them yet this morning?" It was an attempt at finesse. I was guessing Greensboro wasn't in Sansom's own congressional district. A Senate campaign needed statewide funding and exposure. I figured Sansom's own patch was already sewn up tight, and that by now he would be trawling farther afield. Therefore, he had probably stayed in the hotel overnight to be ready for the early start. But I couldn't be sure. To ask if he had come down from his room yet would make me look like an idiot if he lived 5 minutes away. To ask if he had arrived yet would make me look just as bad if he lived 200 miles away. So I aimed for neutrality. The woman said,
"They're still upstairs, as far as I know."
I said, "Thanks," and walked back into the lobby, away from the elevators, so she wouldn't have anything to worry about. I waited until her phone rang, and she started tapping on her keyboard and concentrating on her computer screen, and then I drifted around the edge of the room and hit the up button. I figured that Sansom would be in a big suite, and that the big suites would all be on the top floor. So I hit the highest number the elevator had to offer. A long moment later, I stepped out into a hushed, carpeted corridor and saw a uniformed cop standing easy outside a double mahogany door. A patrolman from the Greensboro PD. Not young. A veteran with first dibs on some effortless overtime, a token presence. I walked toward him with a rueful smile on my face, like, "Hey, you're working, I'm working, what's a guy to do?" I figure he must have processed a few visitors already. Room service coffee, staffers with legitimate reasons to be there, maybe journalists. I nodded to him and said, "Jack Reacher for Mr. Sansom," and leaned beyond him and knocked on the door. He didn't react, didn't complain, just stood there like the window dressing he was. Whatever Sansom was going to be next, right then he was still only a congressman from the sticks, and he was a long way from getting serious protection. There was a short delay, and then the suite door opened. Sansom's wife stood there with her hand on the inside handle. She was dressed, coiffed, made up, and ready for the day. "Hello, Elspeth," I said. "Can I come in?" Chapter 25. I saw a fast, expert politician's wife calculation run behind Elspeth Sansom's eyes. First instinct? Throw the bum out. But there was a cop in the corridor, and probably media in the building, and almost certainly hotel staff within earshot, and local people talk. So she swallowed once and said, "Major Reacher, how nice to see you again," and stood back to give me room to pass. The suite was large and dark because of draped windows and full of heavy furniture in rich and muted colors. There was a living room with a breakfast bar and an open door that must have led to a bedroom. Elspeth Sansom walked me to the middle of the space and stopped, like she didn't know what to do with me next. Then John Sansom stepped out of the bedroom to see what the fuss was all about. He was in pants and a shirt and a tie and socks, no shoes. He looked small, like a miniature man, wiry build, narrow through the shoulders. His head was a little large compared to the rest of his body. His hair was cut short and neatly brushed. His skin was tanned, but in a creased, active, outdoors kind of a way. Rugged. No sun lamps for this guy. He glowed with wealth and power and energy and charisma. It was easy to see how he had won plenty of elections. Easy to see why the news weeklies were in love with him. He looked at me, and then looked at his wife and asked, "Where's Springfield?" Elspeth said, "He went downstairs to check on things. They must have passed in the elevators." Sansom nodded, not much more than a fast up and down with his eyelids. A practiced decision-maker and a pragmatic man, not much given to crying over spilled milk. He glanced at me and said, "You don't give up." I said, "I never have." "Didn't you listen to those federal boys in Washington?" "Who were they, exactly?" "Those guys?" "You know how it is. I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. But whatever, they were supposed to warn you off." Didn't resonate. "They copied me on your record. I told them they'd fail. They talked to me like I was a moron. And they called me too old, which makes you way too old." "I am way too old. For most of this shit, anyway." "You got 10 minutes? "I can give you 5. "You got coffee?" "You're wasting time." "We've got plenty of time. More than 5 minutes, anyway. More than 10, even. You need to lace your shoes and put a jacket on. How long can that take?" Sansom shrugged and stepped over to the breakfast bar and poured me a cup of coffee. He carried it back and gave it to me and said, "Now, cut to the chase. I know who you are and why you're here." "Did you know Susan Mark?" I asked him. He shook his head. "Never met her, never even heard of her before last night."